So this is a test. I feel from the universe, from everything around me, from everything around you. What am I talking about? Well, do you feel like every so often something bad happens, right? And then inexplicably, another bad thing happens. And then another bad thing. And then another bad thing. To the point where they're all piling up on top of each other and you're like, why is all of this bad stuff happening at the same time? And then you're like, ah, if you're self-aware enough, that is, you go, ah, this is a test. I'm being tested. For what? I don't know. How do you pass? You muddle through. For me, here's what my week was this week. We had a lot of rain up here at headquarters, and I got an alert because I had installed a doodad in my basement, a water-sniffing doodad, and I got an alert at 11:17 in the morning. Water, 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 water in the basement. So I ran home. I got here at 11:44. So that's a difference of, oh, I don't know, 10, 20, I don't know, like 30 minutes, 28 minutes? I don't know, I can't count. 27 minutes? I'm just guessing at this point. But I got home as quick as I could, 2 inches of water in the basement. Now, anyone who's listened to the Bumper Podcast for years and years and years knows that we love our house. But 3 weeks after we moved into our house, we got 2 feet, 2 feet of water in our basement, which is insane. That's a bananas amount of water. That was 4 years ago. Still traumatized by it. Lost a lot of stuff. My art studio was down here, and I still remember, you know, I was cleaning and cleaning and cleaning, but then there was a point where I was so exhausted that I was sitting on the stairs leading down to the basement, head in hands. And Emerson, who at that point would have been like 4, and that means that Ollie would have been like 1. Aw, babies. Emerson came down and put his hand on my shoulder, and he said, Ma, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with... That's how he used to talk to me. Ma, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? He used to call me Da, which is a sweet thing to call. If you ever have... Hey, if you're ever a kid and you want to go up to talk to your father, call him Da. It's a nice thing. Hey, Da. Hey, Da. What are we doing, Da? I love you, Da. I can't stand you, Da. Get out of my room, Da. And he put his hand and he said, what's wrong, Da? Are you sad? And I was sobbing because I was so overwhelmed and so sad. And I just kind of put my hand on his hand and I said, yeah, buddy, Daddy is sad. But this time, you know, we got 2 inches of, and we threw away so much stuff. Ugh. But this time, you know, you live, you learn. We had most stuff pretty higher up. We lost a basket of clothes. And by lost, I mean I had to rewash them. And then there were some, a lot of stuff is in those plastic bins. But there were, you know, there were a few things that got thrown away. The issue is, and I don't know how it didn't happen last time because we had so much more water. Like it was so deep last time that when I was down here working in it, it was almost to my knee. Like it was insane how much water there was. But this time, you know, you're walking around in it and using the wet vac and everything. And, but it's now, we did not have this last time, have it this time, the smell. Oh, the smell, which is bad because that it's a moldy smell. And I do not want mold in my house because I have asthma and my kid has asthma and mold is bad. So, because especially, I mean, we have the humidifier going, dehumidifier. I'm glad it's not a humidifier. Wah, wah, wah. And we have some fans going, but oh, the smell. It's brutal. So, yeah, so that happened. And then, like, maybe I'm going to say a day or two after that, I have a jacket. It's from a store called REI. That I go to and I never buy anything because I can't afford it. But I always look at the stuff and I'm like, oh, this stuff is neat. Look at all this neat stuff that they have. And at some point, someone gave me a membership to REI, which I guess means you get special sales and deals. I don't really understand what it means, but they always say, are you a member? And it's like an exclusive club. And so I feel like I'm like, yeah, I'm a member. I'm a member. I don't know what that means, but I love being a member. And I got a jacket, like a, well, it turns out it was 1 year and 17 days ago. How do I know this? Because their warranty policy lasts for 1 year, of course. It doesn't last for 1 year and 17 days. How do I know this? Well, I went to zip my jacket up last week, and the zipper caught the inside of the jacket and ripped the whole jacket. And I was just like, oh, no, my jacket. I love my jacket, my favorite little jacket. And it was blue, I love it. And it was orange on the inside, it was the best. Oh, jacket. And so I called the phone number and I explained my situation, and the woman was just like, oh, well, that's just not right. That's just not right at all. You need to take that jacket. Is there an REI near you? And I was like, yeah, there's an REI near me. And she's like, well, you need to just take it over and tell them what you told me, and it's going to work. It is going to work out. And I was like, okay. So I went to the store, waited in line, got to the front, and I made sure I didn't want to wear my jacket into the store because I wanted them to understand that this jacket was unwearable at this point. And so I got to the front, and I was just like, hey, blah, 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 here's my story, here's the rip. And they were like, oh, well, are you a member? And I was like, yeah, I'm a member. And so then she looked me up, and then she's like, ah, I found the purchase. And I was like, I knew you would. And then she was like, all right, well, let's figure out how to get you a replacement. And I was like, okay, I need a replacement. And so she starts looking through the computer, and no, they don't have my size. They don't make it anymore. All they have is 2XL and 6XL or something crazy like that. And I was like, I guess I could try the 2XL. And she was like, you can't. And I was like, please, I want my jacket. So I was like, all right. So she put, you know, the money back on my credit card. But then I don't have a jacket. And then I'm wandering around the store, and they don't have jackets because it's not jacket season anymore. They've gotten rid of all their jackets. And here's the thing with REI jackets. Most of them are like these poofy puffy things. I don't like poofy puffy. Most of them also are shiny. I don't want a shiny jacket. I'm not a Missy Elliott video from the aughts. I'm not, okay? I want my jacket. The reason I liked it, because it wasn't shiny and it wasn't poofy puffy. And I went back to the register and I was like, oh, I don't see anything right, you know, and my jacket was still there. And she was like, okay, well, you know, you got your money back, so you can just, you know, keep looking and maybe you'll find something soon. And I was like, okay. And then my hand landed, I put my hand on my jacket, and she pulled it away. She was like, and, you know, it's like, it's time. It's gone. He didn't make it. Your jacket, let me have your jacket. And I was like, no. And she was like, let me have it. And I was like, no. So I wish that I, you know what I should have done? I should have camped out by the garbage can and been like, oh, I bet they're going to throw my jacket away. Because then I could have gotten the money back and worn a garbage jacket as well. I would have done that. I have no problem. No problem at all. One time, here's an old story that you've never heard before. I was in college and I had gone spelunking, which is, I'd gone caving. You go into a cave. I'll tell you that story another day because it's terrifying and I don't want you to do it because it's a bad idea. But I was in, I think it was in North Carolina or Tennessee or South Carolina or Alabama or Virginia. I don't know where I was. Let's just, I think that we should establish that. I was somewhere in the South, and I'm going to say South Carolina actually. We did this, the caving, spelunking, and then we went to Wendy's. And at that time, Wendy's, the restaurant, had a salad bar. It was all-you-can-eat salad bar. But I was not a man of means. I had no money, and I had some mud on me because I had been in the cave. And so we get there, and I was just like, don't know what to do. I looked over, and their garbage can had kind of filled up a bit, and on top of the garbage can, so they had special trays that you would use, or plates, for the all-you-can-eat salad bar. And somebody had, they just put their tray, and it had two plates, from the salad bar right on top. So it wasn't in the garbage, but it was, you know, part of the garbage because it was on top of the garbage. They both plates were relatively clean. So my friend and I, who I was with at the time, we looked at each other and we kind of shrugged and we're like, should we? Yeah, we should do this. We should definitely do this. So we got some napkins, cleaned them up. And then I think, you know, because we didn't want to be complete scalawags, we bought some Biggie drinks or something like that. I would like a beverage, please. Probably some tea, because I do love tea. And then we proceeded to eat from the all-you-can-eat salad bar. So those were different times in my life. These are stories that I don't necessarily want my kids to hear, or maybe I do. I don't know. Do I? Do I not? I don't know. Because it's kind of like a, hey, you can make it if you try type of story, but it's also like a, daddy kind of swiped some salad. So, but then they saw that Peter Rabbit movie that recently came out, and Peter Rabbit was all about swiping that salad. So I guess if they ever called me on it, I could be like, daddy is kind of like Peter Rabbit, but without the vest. And they'd be like, I like what you're screaming here. I like what you're saying. So what else is going on? I have a show this weekend, this very weekend, and I am doing an hour of stand-up comedy. That means I get to stand in front of people and talk to them for an hour, and hopefully they will laugh for some portion of that. It's by far the longest I've ever done. I'm super excited. I don't have any details on the show. Somebody was like, where is it at? And I was like, I don't know. What time do you have to be there? I don't know. All I know is that it's Saturday, and I've been paid already, which is nice. And I keep emailing the people, hey, can you send me some details, some deets? I like calling them deets on this thing. And they're like, sure, deets are coming. I'm like, cool. It'd be great if they would be here now. Just so I can file that stuff away in my brain so I don't have to freak out about it quite as much. So that's this weekend. I'm sure I'll tell you all about it next week. And then last night I went to a show and I wasn't supposed to be on it. I was supposed to help somebody with web stuff, but two comedians didn't show up. And so I got thrown up the second comic, and it was a blast, and it was in a bar, and there were TVs on, but it was still fun, but not as fun as you.